listener production.
Good morning, it's Andrew Schell with the latest. Aviation firefighting crews have announced they'll be holding a nationwide work stoppage later this month, but it's unlikely our regional airports across the Goulburn Valley and Gippsland will be crippled by the strike action. As Trevor Rogers from the Firefighters Union explains, emergency incidents here are typically handled by the nearest fire brigade.
The only regional airport that has a dedicated rescue and firefighting service is Avalon. The other regional airports don't have a dedicated rescue and firefighting service full-time. If there's some type of incident, Bendigo take, for example, the local fire service would respond to that incident.
Complete idiocy. That's how Road Policing Assistant Commissioner Glenn Weirs described the behaviour of some drivers over the Easter long weekend. More than 8,000 traffic offences were detected across Victoria as part of Operation Nexus. Across the Bor Bor region, 5 drug drivers and 63 speeders were caught out by police, while in Shepparton, there were 5 unregistered vehicles and 2 unlicensed drivers found between Thursday and Monday. A Bendigo man reportedly faced Shepparton Magistrates Court yesterday, accused of lighting a string of bushfires at Yalupna on Saturday. Crews attended the Barmer State Forest and brought the fires under control along with aerial units. He was reportedly refused bail and will front court once again at a later date. And Morwell Nationals MP Martin Cameron is calling for greater roads funding in the upcoming state budget, claiming some local roads, including Hazelwood Road, has been suffering from speed reductions and poor road quality. It's game time later this afternoon for the Murray Bushrangers under-16s boys. They'll be taking on the Geelong Falcons at Trevor Barker Beach Oval. It follows their 31-point loss to Gippsland nearly a fortnight ago, with hopes they can down the Falcons, who also dropped their last match. As for the Gippsland Power, they'll take on Bendigo this morning at 10 a.m. And switching to the netball, where the Gippsland Stars are back out on court tonight, they'll tackle Geelong.